Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I understand that you've been speaking here with Lisa. Did she do a good job explaining the outline of our program?
Yeah.
Okay. So just wanted to confirm a couple of notes here. So she mentioned that you've been in business for a year now. Congratulations. And then it looks like from Rapid City, you keep it within about an hour drive for potential clients. That is both residential as well as commercial. Okay. And then also it was noted, so she mentioned that you had a website, but then you closed it. It was too expensive. Was it like a monthly fee you're having to pay for the website at the time when
Yeah,
you had
like
it?
$110 a month. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just for the website? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems like
That
a
only
lot.
lasted like 3 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. Not a problem. Now, I did do a quick search for the company by name just because I wanted to see like what type of online presence you currently have out there. So what it shows me, what appeared to pop up was it looks like Yelp. I see another directory called Bizipedia. Now, I did also find, so you currently have these two Google profile pages. One has two reviews. The other one has no reviews. So now these Google profile pages, did you set these up yourself? Did you work with the company previously?
No, I just set up one of them by myself. The one that has two reviews, I did myself. I don't know where the other one come from.
Okay. Well, you never worked with a company, right? That was trying to help you with Google placement?
No, I'm not. No, never.
Okay. Okay.
I'm,
That's interesting,
I
though.
called Yelp once. I set up an account with Yelp, and I ended up deleting my account because it was just a scam.
Yeah, is it the calls that you were getting? I hear that quite often
Well, that
with other
too, but then
business
it took
owners.
$400. They promised me some stuff, because I was like, all right, I'll give it a month. I'll try it out. And then it ended up being 2 months, and then they tried it. And then they ended up taking like $400-some out of my card.
Oh,
And I
wow.
didn't even have, nobody even called me. I was like, what the hell? I ain't gonna just take my money. So I deleted all my stuff, and I don't know why it still
Yeah.
shows up.
Well, Yelp, I mean, your profile is always going to show there, right? But that $400, those were for Yelp ads, which is typically what they run. And that's where they kind of get you, right? Because what they're
Right,
doing
and I never seen
basically,
no ad. Nobody
yeah.
else never seen no ad.
Exactly. And it's on their directory, right? Now
Right.
I also found, Stephen, your Facebook page.
Yeah,
The
that's what I
pictures,
normally use, is just my Facebook page.
I'm going to tell you, I love the logo, first of all. Blue is one of my favorite colors. So I love the
Same,
logo.
same.
It looks really good. And I'm going to tell you something. Great job on the pictures that you have listed. You know, it's one thing when you see like a Facebook page with no content on it, right? And you have content on there. I always recommend keep your content fresh, right? Let them see a project
Yep.
that you just finished. So good job on that. Now,
I got another one I'm about to finish today, and I'm going to post more pictures.
nice, nice. So help me understand, like, what do you consider your bread and butter right now? Like, what's making you money? What services?
Staining fences and decks is what's been making me the most money right now.
You mean building fences and decks?
No, staining them.
Staining. Okay.
And then I know I wanted to get into more exterior paint, and I've only, so far, I've done one exterior paint on a house, and I'm currently working on one this week.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So,
And then, of course, the pressure washing, which goes alongside with that.
yeah, pressure washing, sidewalks, driveways, all, that's all easy stuff I can do at the end of the night. I can do those
Yeah.
anytime, but they're
Okay.
not really huge in revenue. They're only a few $100, but.
Yeah. Now, do you ever build decks at any time or patios, anything like that?
Yeah, I would love to if I can
If you can get, if you can land some of those. Okay. Okay.
But then, you know, I always ask the client for a percentage of down for material cost. That way I get.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. No, and that's smart. You know, it still kind of holds them accountable because if you're putting it all out of your pocket, you know what I mean? It can get a little tricky there. So I will tell you this, Stephen, I definitely think you're a really great candidate for this particular listing. So the way that we do things is like, if we were to begin, let's say, working with you on the first page of Google, we would in fact close out the category, meaning that we're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors because we would like to ensure that your company is getting the maximum amount of calls and exposure. So I think like if you were to be listed ahead of your competitors on that first page of Google, that, I mean, that could be a benefit, right, for your business?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So as I was mentioning, the way that we do things here, we set it, Stephen, where it's a fixed flat rate. It's month to month. There are absolutely no contracts. We prefer to earn your business month in and month out. So because you are a new business, I'm going to apply that credit. So what it does is it brings down your rate to a flat rate of $249 a month, month to month. There's no taxes and there are no hidden charges. It is a true fixed flat rate. Now, what this would include for you, Stephen, is us optimizing your page to the first page of Google and maintaining it there. So one thing I will tell you is this. You know how you have those two Google profile pages? We would, in fact, merge both of them for there to only be the profile page with the five-star reviews, right? Because Google, I don't know how that second one came about, but that's okay. We would actually merge them together so that you only have one Google profile page, which would be the one that we would want with the reviews, right? And we'll make sure that that's optimized and maintained on the first page of Google. We would also create content for you on Bing. And we run Facebook ads. With Facebook ads, they'll be retargeting anyone who's done a search on Google for your services. And even if they didn't call you, Stephen, but let's say they're on Facebook, they're just looking through pictures or stories, excuse me, that's when they would see your ad appear, both on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. Now those ads, we can run them to target, you know, an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. It's a click-to-call ad, so they would in fact be calling you directly. I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results with those ads. In addition to that, we'll list you on other directories like Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. I would also include a website for you, and this is at no additional cost. We'll build your website, host it, and maintain it. We'll attach that website where your business is being promoted. We do include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and give you exposure on mobile devices. That covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. It would be pretty much covering all of your bases.
Okay.
What do you think so far?
Do you think that you could target people that are looking for interior painters or something in the winter?
Yes. That's a great question because I'll tell you this. You can use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you provide, right? So like now, let's say you want to be found for exterior painting, you want, you know, staining fences, decks, right? Pressure washing. Now, come winter time, of course, you don't want to be outside, right? Because, I mean, work outside isn't going to be, you know, ideal. So at that moment, we can change your keywords, switching it to interior work, right? So we could switch it to interior painting. Now focusing on the interior work inside of the home, right? Or inside of the commercial buildings if you do commercial work. So if you do anything aside from the interior painting, you know, if you do some light home repairs or what have you, we can also use those keywords. You could change the keywords at any time.
So how would I do that, change stuff around?
You
update
yeah.
my website. Have you change pictures? How do I do all that? Is there a way I can
That's a great question. That's a great question. So, and I'm glad that you asked. So here within our company, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Now, our technicians are highly trained and certified. So any time that you have a modification, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, Stephen. So as I mentioned, you'll have this team that's dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of it, okay? Any changes you need or updates to the website, we do it all for you. If you want to add more photos or if you want to switch them up, you just email us or text the photos so that way we can update it, right? If you felt like running a promotion for the month, let us know so that way we can run that promotion for you. You can make any changes. However, you're also going to have what's called a client dashboard. Now, the client dashboard, what it does is it allows you to track your keywords, how many times it came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your ad, where they performed the location of the search. In fact, you can also see how many phone calls you receive from new customers. Now, if you want to go in there and change your keywords or any of your content, you can also do so through your client dashboard. You can do that as well, or you have the assistance of your account management team. Okay? So through your client dashboard, if you wanted to change some of your keywords or add in more photos, you can do that too. You know, like, hey, if it's over the weekend, you want to add another picture on there, you can do that, or you have us do it all. So it's geared for both business owners that kind of like to be a little hands-on too. Okay?
Okay. How long would it take you guys to have a website up?
Website, so with the timeline, let's say, for example, we move forward today, right? You and I will set up the account. We schedule your client interview. I prefer to schedule it, if not the same day, based on your availability, no later than the following day. Because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. Once you conduct your client interview, Stephen, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in all the directories. We will also provide you your login credentials for your client dashboard. Now, within 7 to 14 days, is when your website would be completed. Also, your Facebook ads would be live within 7 to 14 days, okay? Now, what it is stated in our terms and conditions that we do send to you in writing, it states that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days, but I will tell you this, Stephen, that many times I have seen it happen sooner. Now, because you already have that Google profile page, it's a matter of you adding us on as managers so that way we can manage it. So you would add us on as managers, right? There is a possibility that it could happen sooner. But we always safely say 30 to 45 days. Now, of course, as these steps are being completed, we are sending you notifications to let you know when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's live, when you're in the directories. We let you know when you're on the first page of Google. So we also keep you in the loop as well, so you know the steps that we're completing and processing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's $249. Month to month with no contracts, that price will never change on you for as long as you're with us, whether it's 6 months or 6 years. I mean, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I just don't know because the money's tight right now.
Mm-hmm. So right now you said a lot of your work comes from Facebook, right?
I wouldn't say Facebook, but just people.
Do you do like, marketplace or like on the communities? Like when people are asking
yeah.
in search of, okay. Yeah, those were good too.
Hmm.
And I definitely...
I really want to do it, honestly.
And I'll tell you this, Stephen. I really, really, really don't... I don't want you to look at this... My goal is not for this to be another bill for you, right? My goal is for this is to be an investment, right? It's not to try to create you another bill, okay? So, you know, if you kind of look at it in this way, right? And I like to be super transparent. What I always say is this. I always say the first month, although a lot of it is the programming, that's not to say that you won't get, you know, maybe some calls in the first month, but a lot, like I said, is the programming. When you're going to feel the strength of this program is going to be in that second month. Now, keeping in mind, whether you got 50 phone calls or 100 phone calls, or even if you landed a job for like 10,000, we're not charging you a percentage. You're still just paying $249 a month. Okay? Now, say wintertime comes, right? And you're kind of like wanting to take a couple months off, let's just say, right? Before you start doing interior work. You can always put this on pause. You call us, we put it on pause. So you're not being charged, but you're not losing your spot either, if that makes sense. Or like I told you too, we can also switch your keywords to now focus on interior work. So aside from interior painting, like in the wintertime, what else would you be available to do? Like open to? Like what other services?
You know, I haven't even thought that far yet.
No? Okay.
Because there's plenty of painting I always, but I don't know, I guess I haven't even thought that far. Maybe like texturing.
Okay. Do you do like any type of drywall repairs or trim?
I don't like doing them.
What about cabinet refinishing?
Yeah, I like doing cabinets, I guess, yeah.
Okay. It's funny that you say you don't like doing drywall repair, because I'll tell you, when we had the plumbing done in our house, you know, for some reason, plumbers don't do the drywall, right? Even though they cut that big old hole.
Right.
They don't do the drywall. And I'm like, and I've never understood that. I'm like, okay, but you just left a huge hole in my wall. But anyways, you know, my husband, I could have had him do it. He's like, I don't even want to mess with that. You know, he's all, just pay someone to do it. Okay, cool.
Right.
He's like, yeah. He's all, I could do it, but you know what? Just get someone out here to do it. I'm like, okay.
Which him probably, confidently saying that he's unsure about some steps.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll tell you this. It's because he already knows me. I'm super picky. Like, if he does something, I'll, like, nitpick. Like, I'm like, okay. I even had him paint our bathroom one time, and I'm all, well, how come there's paint over here? And look, you missed a spot. He's all, can you go over there? Just go. Shush. So that's why he's just, like, to hire somebody. So, yeah, I can understand that. But, yeah, you can definitely switch to, like I said, multiple keywords, as long as they're pertaining to those services that you provide, right?
I looked up my stuff again. I don't even know what Bizipedia is or call-up contact.
Bizipedia, what that is like, it's like a little directory, right? So sometimes what happens, Stephen, is like when you register the company, okay, for some reason, it also will list you when you register it. You'll be listed on, like, certain directories, right? So a lot of times, like, when I've spoken with business owners and they're like, I'm not paying for any advertising. It's not that you're paying for advertising. It could have been when you registered your company that at that point you were listed on these directories. Some of them are affiliated with, like, your city or your government's, right, offices. So when you register, you might wind up on some of those. And it doesn't mean necessarily that you listed yourself there, but that's typically what happens.
Hmm. And my Yelp, how come I don't like seeing that Yelp.
The Yelp?
Yeah, because I hate how people might be clicking on it and it's just not even anything there.
Yeah. Yeah, the Yelp, you know, as long as you're not paying for it now, you're fine. You know what I mean? I've seen some people where, you know, they've been on Yelp, right? And they get these bad reviews, and then they've been told by Yelp, well, if you pay for the program, those reviews, you know, we, like, for example, I was talking to this one guy, and he had, like, X amount of reviews, right? And then all of a sudden, like, 10 of them were hidden. And Yelp kept at him, you know, to, you know, buy their services or Yelp ads and so forth. So finally what ended up happening was he mentioned to them, hey, listen, like, I have reviews missing. And they're like, oh, well, you know, it's because they thought probably that they weren't legitimate reviews. He saw it's work that I did for these people. Like, they specifically said what I did. And so he's like, we're encouraged to get reviews, right? And they're like, well, you know, if you're doing our Yelp ads, we can definitely make sure that those reviews are put back. He's like, oh, no way. So in other words, pay for the program and then we'll put your reviews back. So yeah, that kind of left a real sour taste in his mouth. He was like, I'm cool.
Yeah. How did he get out of it? Just deleted it?
No, he couldn't even delete it. He just like left it alone after that.
Yeah, because I just changed contact info and there kind of this and that, and I just like did what I could, but took all my pictures off. And
yeah, it's like there's hardly any information on there. In fact, there's that website link on there, but it doesn't take you anywhere. It shows that the domain, like, it doesn't work, right? So,
right,
but you don't have any pictures on there at all.
Yeah, if we could come up with a way where the main one that pops up is the main one, and then you click on, because like I used to have it where I could click on the website there, but then I took it off of there, and because I don't have one, and I got.
Well, and here's the thing too. If so, here's the thing. Once we build you the website, if you want to go on that Yelp profile, you can add the new website link on there.
I don't know. I haven't even mess with Yelp. I don't even know my sign-in stuff.
You don't? Okay. Uh-huh. There might be a way that we would be able to do it for you, because I will tell you this, I know Yelp is part of our directory submission, but it's just a profile that we create. We don't do Yelp ads or anything like that. Nothing. It's just if someone didn't have a Yelp page, then we would just create just like a basic profile for them. So if someone was
kinda
on
like
Yelp.
What I have.
Right. Correct. So in your case, I mean, we wouldn't be creating one for you, but if we were updating information, I believe we would update it there too. That's a good question. I would have to ask the technician.
And I really don't remember what my passwords are and stuff, because I just forgot about it.
Yeah. If I don't write my passwords down, I forget.
How to get a new debit card and everything.
Oh, man, really? Oh, wow.
Because yeah, they kept trying to charge me and take money.
Oh, man.
I was like, wow.
Oh, boy.
Then,
that's a bummer.
Where are you guys out of, I guess?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. If you have ever been to Disneyland, we're about maybe 20 minutes away. We're in a county called Orange County, so we're right in between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're not going to believe it's been gloomy. We've had rain and everything. Like, this has not been a real summer for us. I could tell you that. It really hasn't. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I should break out with the winter clothes now.
Ugh.
So what are your thoughts, Stephen? Any, like, concerns? Anything you might be unsure of? Just so I make sure I address everything for you. I definitely want you to feel comfortable, you know?
I just don't want it to end up like Yelp again. Because that right there, because the first thing I ever did was check out Yelp, because I seen it on Facebook. Dude, I just haven't been recovered from it.
Yeah, I understand.
No,
so what? First and foremost, it's not going to be $400, right? It's going to be $249. I send that to you in writing. I also read it to you in a voice verification. I'm always going to be super transparent with you, even with the timeline, right? Like I said, that first page, is going to be within 30 to 45 days. That is always our promise. Now, of course, have I seen it happen sooner sometimes? Yes. I'm not going to say I haven't seen it happen sooner, but we prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. That's what we prefer, right? Now, as far as like the website and those Facebook ads, we're able to get those up and running within 7 to 14 days. And we do that because we know that it's important, right, for you to start getting calls as quickly as possible and having more of that online presence. So even in our voice verification recording, when I'm reading it to you, and it's for your protection, right, it'll outline like our service agreement. It goes over the billing date. Now, it will state in there that we at least ask that you stick it out 2 months. So what we call it, Stephen, is a two-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly, okay? At any time you decide, you know what, I just want to quit. I want to part ways. The only thing that we ask from you is you call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. That's it. You just call and you say, I want to cancel. We're not going to hold you hostage. Okay, we're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We would prefer to part as friends, because if in the event you ever want to come back, at least we have, you know, we ended on good terms, right? That's the way we yeah. operate here. We prefer to earn your business, because I'll tell you this, with a month-to-month program, we're consistently earning your business because we want you to stick around for a long time because the program's working, not because you're stuck on a contract. Make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why we do things the way we do. And it also keeps us on our toes to consistently be managing and optimizing your profile so that you're always appearing at that moment when they're in need of your services. You're there to capture those live calls, because that's where 90% of the searches will start and stop, is on that first page of Google.
So I went to the Google and I just typed in painting.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny that. So I could, just, if I typed in painting, does that mean like I would be up top then too, or what?
So what it means is, let's say, here's certain keywords that we use, right? Exterior painting, best painter near me. Painting services. You know, there's just so many ways that people perform that search, right? So that's why I was mentioning we utilize multiple keywords as long as they pertain to those services that you provide. So like if right now I just typed in painting, right, in Rapid City, just to kind of see who came up. And of course you see Canvas to Paint because again, it's going to pull up painting, like painting studios, right? But if I'm looking for someone to paint the exterior of my home, right, I'm going to type in exterior painting, painting contractor, okay? And then it's going to give me these companies that are within, from where I'm based out of, that are within the surrounding areas. Like right now, if I was putting, like, I'm in Rapid City, and I'm just typing in exterior painting, the ones that are coming up for me, and you might be familiar with some of these companies, right? But the ones that I'm seeing right now, it looks like there's Western View Painting, Paint Smart, Rapid City Painting Company, D&D's Custom Painting. Do any of these guys ring a bell to you? Brittany Reed, Professional Painting, LLC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm at the bottom.
Yes. So these
Do I have
guys,
to have an address in that?
No. Because you're considered mobile, right? The only time Google wants your address to show is if you have a storefront where people come and pick out tile, right? They're choosing flooring or they're buying products. That's when you want your address to show. When it's a business like yours, like no one comes to you, you go to them. What you have is considered a home office. So Google doesn't want your address to show. They definitely don't want that address showing. Okay? So These companies that I mentioned, like I said, are just a few of the guys that are coming up on that first page when someone is searching for that specific exterior painting. That would be where we would be listing you, so that now you're an option to capture those live calls, just like the rest of them.
Interesting. I mean, I'm not against it, I guess. So, I mean,
what do you think?
Can I talk about it with my wife, or?
You could take all the time you want. I just want to be super transparent with you. Like I said, my representatives, and I'll be as honest as this. Even as we've been talking on the phone, we've been having a good conversation here, right? For like 30 minutes now. My reps are still calling through the area because they are trying to find us one company to fill the position. Now, does that mean, Stephen, everybody qualifies? Absolutely not, because there's certain requirements that we look for in a company. Now, you meet those requirements, and I'll tell you why. You have 5-star reviews, okay? You have a Facebook page with pictures of your work, and you and I both agree that those pictures that are listed there show the quality type of work that you do, right? I mean, we at least agree on that. And you have the ability to handle more business. So this is what qualifies you for this position. Okay. Now, I understand if you want to speak with your wife on it to kind of get her thoughts. However, you know, if you guys decide, yes, let's move forward. I don't know. I can't tell you whether I'm going to have the position or not. I could possibly have it. I could not. It just all depends on who we talk to next. So if I could ask you this, is there anything at all that you think might hold you back, or is it just trying to get her input on it to see what her thoughts are? Like, is it because of the experience that you've had with Yelp, which I would understand if it was because of that? Anything in particular that you just don't feel comfortable with?
Well,
just so I know I did my job. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think it might be a positive thing to do, because I've been really wanting to promote more, but I just didn't know how, and I just haven't trusted anything yet.
Yeah. Well, and I can understand that, you know, especially with what happened previously, right? And I honestly, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And trust me, you're not the first person I've heard that happen to. And it's unfortunate, right? Because then it kind of leaves you hesitant, like who can I trust, right?
But I don't want it to stop me from growing, you know?
Exactly. It's like I say like this, right? I mean, I'll even use my own personal experience. I'm married to my second husband. My first husband, I'm not going to lie, I think the only blessing out of that marriage was my 2 daughters, okay? Not to get personal about it, but he was a jerk. You know what I mean? He was not a person you could trust. If I would have held on to how bad he hurt me, I wouldn't be married a second time with now, we're going to be having grandbaby number 12 next month. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be a grandma of almost 12 grandkids now. You know, if I would have held on to the way my first marriage was, I would have swore off men for the rest of my life. But I at one point had to say, you know what, not all guys are like that, right? And at one point, I'm going to have to trust somebody and not take it out on him what happened to me in my previous relationship, right? So I kind of look at that, like, as far as with the marketing too, you know? I would feel the same way too if it happened to me. Right? I would be hesitant, you know, but you're right. Like you even said, you know, you don't want that to prevent you from growing either, you know? So it's tough. It's tough. I get it.
But it's all about people on their phones nowadays and trying to get them.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you this. you know, nowadays, right, everybody's on their phone, they're on their desktop. I mean, majority of people are doing searches on their phone nowadays. I mean, the phones are glued to our hands, right? So even if someone didn't live within your area, right, let's say they're like 20, 30 minutes away from you, and they just happen to be looking for a painter, but for whatever reason, you know, their phone's pinging in an area that's close by you, they're going to find you on the first page because it's within that hour. So this is why we use those Facebook ads, because Facebook ads are going to retarget anyone who's performed that search on Google. And even if they don't call you, Stephen, and they go to Facebook, they're looking through pictures, they're looking at stories, right? They're doing a post on their Facebook page. All of a sudden, they'll see your ad appear. So I don't know if it's happened to you when you've done a search on something previously and you happen to be on your Facebook and all of a sudden an ad pops up on something that you searched before, right? Has that ever happened to you?
I haven't paid attention.
Well, I'll tell you this. My husband was shopping for Nikes on my phone. I wasn't aware. So when I was on my Facebook page doing a posting for my granddaughter's graduation, I'm like, why am I getting this Nike ad? So I went to my history to see what was searched, and I said, oh, lo and behold, he was shopping for shoes. Because I'm like, why am I getting these Nike ads, right? But it's because it targeted me as having an interest, right, of a search being performed for Nike shoes. So now I was getting all these Nike ads. So that's how they work. That's why the Facebook ads have a better conversion rate as opposed to Google ads, because they're retargeting.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not against it. I'm just waiting to see what happens, I suppose.
And like I said, it's month to month. If at any time you decide, I just want to part ways, then you call us 3 business days before your billing is due. So this way you don't get charged. Okay, I'm very confident that when you see the results that you're having by having that first page placement, as long as you're making profit, Stephen, no one ever cancels on profit, right? I mean, as long as you're making money, you know?
Yeah.
Our, of course, our goal is for you to make more than just what you're investing, right? But yeah, I mean, that's the way it would all work. I saw that there's, I don't know if this is a good email for you, but on your Facebook, there's an email. It's STEH, as in Henry, AYNE at gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm doing right now, okay, is I'm sending you over two emails. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm sending you over 2 emails. The first email that I sent you is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And it's going to have everything that I mentioned that is included with that program. Okay? It's also showing that the price is $249 month to month. All right? And I'm asking my manager something really quick. I'm putting that you do painting and power washing because I'm trying to see if I could get something else for you. Now, this second email that I'm sending you is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that does is it gives you an overview, right, of the reporting system on how you can track your results with us. And again, not just taking our word for it, that it's working. Okay? Now, what I'm doing as well, because of the fact that you do the painting and pressure washing, right? Those are like your bread and butters, okay? Aside from the staining decks and fences, I went ahead and asked my manager, while we've been talking, if I can offer you, because typically the website that would be included with this package is what we call like a landing page, right? On this phone that we're speaking on, can you get text messages, Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you this link. So I got the approval to get you this type of a website. And it's, again, at no additional cost. It's what we call it. We call it actually a My Site. It's a website that is customized to fit your business. It has the automatic SEO settings, which is going to help with your ranking as well. And what I love about this site is that if they're looking at it from a desktop, from an iPhone, from their tablet, it's going to adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. Now, these My Sites, what I love about them too is it's a do-it-yourself. So if you wanted to go on there and say move around some of your pictures, right, or change some of your content, you have the ability to do that too. Or you have us do it, okay? Did you get that link?
Yeah, I already checked it out. It's pretty nice.
All right, pretty cool, huh? And we can even add some of your reviews on there. Yeah, for many of your clients. Yeah, yeah, we would put your pictures, of course. We could even add videos on there. So I got an approval to get you that type of a website, okay? So I was glad that I asked him. I was like, listen, can I get this kind of a site for him? And I go, because it's a qualifying category for you, you know? So he approved it, okay? Now, what I'm also going to do too, Stephen, is right now while we're on the phone, I'm going to be sending you over these three text messages. So I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like for you to have my information for your records. Of course, it's at the bottom of the emails, but I'm going to also send you my contact information via text, okay? Now, and it'll say, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my 877 number and my extension. Now, the second text is going to have a number to our customer service. Anytime you have an update, you have a question, you have a concern, a modification regarding your account, you are going to contact our customer service department. We do everything within our company. We don't outsource it. So we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, you are 1 hour ahead of us. So we're always here for you 8 to 5, okay, Monday through Friday. And then this last text that you're going to receive, it has a link that gives you a demonstration. It's actually a YouTube video, right? It'll give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing complicated. I do want you to get familiar with it, okay? So when you have time, I want you to watch that video. It's like 6 minutes long, okay? Did you get all three messages? Okay.
Is that the, hold on, my phone's being weird.
No worries.
Yeah,
there should be three.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Now, just for the account purpose, Stephen, you spell your name S-T-E-V-E-N, or is it like P-H-E-N? It's
nope,
just for the account. Okay.
You spelled it right.
All right. And what's your last name, Stephen?
Hayne, H-A-Y-N-E.
Okay. Now, the number that should be listed for the business, is that going to be the 605-510-8234? That's the number I see on that Google profile. Okay, perfect. And then on the Google profile one that I was looking at, and it reads your company the same on both of them, right? Let me just go back to it, and I'll read it to you, because I always like to confirm that that's the way it should be written. So I currently show it as Diamond Power Washing, which is power washing is one word with the P capitalized in the W, the ampersand for and then contracting LLC. That is how it should read, correct?
Yep, Diamond Power Washing, capital W.
Okay,
no,
perfect.
No.
Awesome. All right. Now, let's take a look here. Now, for the billing, the card that you would be using for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have a business name?
Yeah, it's my business
name. Okay. Yeah. So it has both?
Yeah. It has just on the card itself, my name and then my business name underneath.
Okay. Is it just Stephen Hayne, no middle initial?
Stephen C. Hain.
C? As in cat?
Yep.
Okay. And then the business name, is it like the full name on there, or is it only part of it? Because I know sometimes when it doesn't fit, it'll cut it off.
Yeah. It's only Diamond Power Washing.
Diamond Power Washing is all it says? Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
And what is the billing address for that card?
Oh, man. I don't know if I updated it yet. But I think it's 305 Indiana Street.
Okay. Let's see here. And that's Rapid City. I show the zip code coming up as 57701. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. House, apartment, condo, no unit number, anything like that?
Not on that one, no.
Not on that one? Okay.
No, nothing.
Sorry, my Apple Watch keeps talking to me. If I turn my wrist a certain way, Siri will say, I didn't quite get that. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you. Sometimes I got to move my watch up a little above my wrist. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to kind of jump ahead of the game here. So I want to schedule your client interview. Okay. If we can for today, based on your availability. So the latest appointment
is
that
a phone call or what?
Yeah, it's on the phone. So what we do is we block out an hour. The client interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, Stephen. It just depends, on how many questions or details you have, right? So, and you don't need to be in front of a computer. They're just basically the technicians re-verifying information you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook ads, so they go over more in detail. The latest appointment that I have for today, because I don't know if you want something as late as possible, and the time that I give you is going to be based off of your time zone, okay? I have an appointment available. The latest would be 3 to 4 today. Does that time work for you, or do you want something a little bit earlier?
That should work. I got to set a reminder, though, because I'll be busy in the garage.
That's okay, because guess what? We're going to set a reminder for you as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm sending you this calendar invite, okay? You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when your client interview is. Now, when we call you, we're going to call you from an 877 number. So as long as I'm not on another call, I will be on that call to introduce you to your technician. Okay, as long as I'm available, I prefer to introduce you guys. Now, when we call you, okay, let's say, Stephen, you're in the middle of something and you need five more minutes. Just pick up the call and just say, can you guys call me back in 5 minutes? And we will call you right back. Okay, I'm also setting up, we're going to actually send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour in case it slips your mind, okay? I know sometimes we get busy and we're like, oh, man, I forgot. All right?
Right.
Okay. And then let's take a look here and just go back to this. And then now is the card Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
4383-9900-1033.
Uh-huh.
7765.
Expiration month and year?
1226.
And the CVV code on the back.
960.
I'm also going to put a security question on your account here with us. So you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
City I was born in would be fine.
Okay. And what city was that?
Brookings.
B-R-O-O-K-I-N-G-S?
Yep.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording. It's going to outline the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, Stephen, if there is anything that you do not understand, do me a favor and you stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it currently reads on the first page of Google.
Diamond Power Washing and Contracting, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Hain, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Stephen, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind that you might get a company calling you trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We will never ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month. Even if someone calls you to say you had to pay $5, you don't give them a dime. You take down the phone number. You call us immediately because it's not us. How you can identify if it's us, ask them, what's my security question, and they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
So let me explain this one. So on this one, what we're saying is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so that we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So let's say you were going to do the BBB, right? You would call us and then we would say, oh, you don't need to do the BBB because we already put a profile for you on there. So you don't need to pay for that. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it's part of our directory submission. So going back to that question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So do you agree to let us know if you're planning on doing any other type of online marketing so that way we can ensure that we're not already providing you that service? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 6, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Stephen, is that your second payment would be charged on October 6th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that was that second text that I sent you with the 877-635-6225 number, and then you're going to hit number 1 to reach customer service. Now, if you choose to cancel or pause your agreement, we ask that you contact our customer service department at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. So you already know you would just call 3 days before the 6th, so that way they don't charge you, okay, if you choose to cancel or pause it. All right?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to be getting your receipt. In fact, we send it both to your email, and we'll send it to you in a text message. So I'm going to go over that with you in a couple of minutes. Now, for your client interview, I do want to notate some, you know, just some basic notes, right, so that the technician knows where to start from, okay? So under your services, what I'm listing is the ones that we talked about earlier, right? So I'm putting, like, deck and fence staining. I'm putting exterior painting, pressure washing. Is there anything else that you would like me to notate aside from those services?
No.
Okay. And is it for both residential and commercial, Stephen, or do you have a preference?
I mean, if the money's right for commercial to get the equipment I need, you know, if I have to rent something, then I'll do both of them conveniently.
Okay. Okay, so we'll put you for both, and then you can just decide, you know, if it's too big of a job for you and you're like, eh, it's not going to be worth it, or, you know what I mean? You can be very selective on the job that you take, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm putting on here, yes, you have photos, you have a business logo, has business logo. And then do you want to keep it within 50 miles? Like the Facebook ads, you could target between 50 to 60 miles. What do you prefer? I know sometimes an hour drive could end up only being like a 30-mile radius, depending on traffic, right? But, I mean, what do you prefer that I notate on here? You want me to put 50 40, to start or 40?
40 to start, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, let's put 40 to start, and then if you want to change it later, you can change it at any time. It's not going to cost you anything, okay? And then, now, on your, so if you're not sure on how to do it, the technician will walk you through it. But on your Facebook and on the Google profile, you're going to have to add us on as managers, so that way the Facebook, we can manage your Facebook ads. We're not doing the posting, we're doing Facebook ads, okay? So you continue to do your posting, and I like the fact that you're fresh on your content, because that's going to keep the ads that we're doing fresh as well, okay? And then let's see, what else? What are your hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
What time? Like an 8 to 5, or what do you prefer?
Oh, let's see. 7 to 6.
7 to 6. Okay. Weekends are closed, right?
Yeah, Saturday I have 8 to 1 just for phone call purposes, I guess.
Okay. So I'll put Saturday 8 to 1. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I think that's important. You at least get 1 or 2 days off. You know what I mean? Spend it with the family. And then, not that it's a requirement, I do ask out of habit, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
If I had enough business to pay for insurance, I would be insured.
Okay. So do you want me to just put in process?
Sure.
Okay. And then, let's see. What are the typical, like, forms of payments that you accept? Do you take cash, check, Zelle, Venmo?
Cash, check, Venmo.
Okay.
eventually credit cards, but, you know.
And if and when you start taking credit cards, just let us know. Or if you start doing Zelle or PayPal or any of those, just let us know so we can update it. Okay?